This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 31 for Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Welcome. Awesome.
It's all yours.
I got to do it. I know. Hey, can I do a little shout out?
Sure.
It is my Aunt Carol's birthday and my oldest cousin David's son Nicholas's birthday. I'm not sure what that makes him to me, but happy birthday, happy Carol birthday. And Nick. Woo!
Awesome.
Cool.
I guess first off this week, happy holidays to everyone.
Awesome. So excited. We're going to be celebrating Christmas with the kids for the first time as a family on Christmas. Usually they go to Florida every year. But this year we get to have them here. They're staying here, and we're really excited. Usually we celebrate our family Christmas like this first weekend in January or like the second week of January, right?
Yeah.
By the time they get back, right. And then school starts, and whenever we can kind of cram it in. So we're going to open presents on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, Brian came up with the most awesome family adventure. I wasn't quite sure how the kids were going to feel about it, but I was shocked, I guess.
So we had to blow the surprise early.
Well, I didn't want them to be against it and then have like cranky teens in the car on Christmas Day. That would just suck. So we're going to go see the Hobbit at some crazy movie theater Brian found. I can't wait for Brian to open his presents, and I can't wait until I get to see mine.
Yeah,
I have one big box. Brian has five.
One big box, and she has no idea what it is.
No. I'm thinking it's two bottles of Ackerman ink, but it's not heavy enough.
I've been planning this for a couple of months now, so I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly. All right, but well, yeah, it's not heavy enough for two bottles of Ackerman ink, but that seems to be like the gift of choice these days, which is really cool.
Well, you just got two bottles. You want two more?
Well, they have like 30 colors. I only have three. So, Steven, if you're listening, send me some Ackerman.
We'll talk about that next week. Pretty soon. We got tomorrow, I guess, we'll be opening things up. So.
Oh, my God. That's right. Yes.
But, so we're going to go see The Hobbit. And there are four, for those of you who know or don't know.
That's everybody.
This is sort of un-pen related for a minute. But The Hobbit was filmed 48 frames per second, which is twice as many frames as the standard movie is framed in. And there are only four movie theaters in Wisconsin that will actually be able to show it at 48 frames per second. So they call it high frame rate, and it's in 3D. So,
oh my God, we have to wear those funky.
I don't know how they do it these days. So, I don't know. But of those four, actually only one of them is actually open on Christmas Day. So we are going to travel about 2 hours, and we're going to go see The Hobbit the way it was meant to be seen. There's some controversy over the 48 frame per second, whether that's the best viewing experience or not. But I think we should see it the way it was meant to be seen, and we'll have a good time, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I actually saw a movie in the theater.
Yeah.
Can you?
It's been 5 years, maybe.
So it's BL, before Lisa.
BL, yeah.
There you go. By the way, let us know what you think of the new costumes, the hat. I'm trying to convince Brian and the kids. We all have them. We bought matching Santa hats. So I think we should wear them at the movie. The kids, didn't think that was a great idea. Brian said I was going to have to convince him.
Suggested it, though, didn't she?
What?
Lynn suggested it.
She did. She asked what we were going to do with them, and I said, I don't know. And she's like, oh, are we going to wear them at the movie? Awesome idea.
Well, she can't revert now. She brought it up, so.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. We did watch Bad Santa as a family last night, and so we sat there. And it was mandatory. If you're going to sit and eat the popcorn and watch the movie, you have to wear the hat. So the four of us sat on our big couch and watched a movie in our Santa hat. So I think we should do the same thing at the movie theater. I mean, we're never going to see these people again. What do we care? All right, maybe
we'll,
not.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
At the very least, I think we should wear them in the car.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cute, well, right? Nice, you drive past us, yeah, or better yet, we pass you, and you know, you just see this family of people with Santa hats on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm all for it. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. If you're going to do it, what the heck?
Somebody give us a comment and tell me you think that's a good idea. Lie to me. Make me feel better.
All right.
I think that's cutting off circulation in my brain.
Moving on.
There you go.
Let's talk about pens found in the wild, shall we?
Let's.
We haven't been out to hit any of the local antique malls lately.
We don't get out much.
Although today seems like a good idea for some reason. But there's a small shop near one of the local office supply places. Well, it used to be there, and they moved.
It's a much bigger space now.
Yeah, it's a much bigger space. But every time we go to the office supply store, I always comment, or I always think about, well, I remember, this place used to be there. So this time we decided, we're at the office supply store. We said, well, why don't we just go over there and check it out? So we walk in and everything is pretty much set up exactly the same way as it was at the old place, except it's much bigger, goes back further. It's got a little L corner side to it. And most of the stuff is junk, but if there's any, for us anyway, but if there's any pens in this place, they're pretty much within the first 20 feet of the store.
Yep.
In the glass cabinets. Sure enough, some of the same pens and pencils that were sitting at the old location the last time we saw them are still there. And it's been about, 4 or 5 months maybe since we last been there?
Yeah, it's been a while. Before they moved.
Was it spring maybe?
Summer.
Spring or summer? Okay. But they've got, the same $100 pencil there, that they had 5 months ago. So I look into the case, and there sits a lonely pen. Aww. Looked at me like a sad little puppy or a kitten or something. Wanted me to take it home.
Are you sure you weren't thinking of when we stopped at PetSmart and we were looking at the kitties?
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're sad.
They are sad.
Same look.
Same look. If a pen could give a look. But there it sat. A Doric in cashmere green. I think it's cashmere green. There was an engraved name on the clip, which seems to be common, at least in all the advertising you see that while Eversharp put out. They always have a name engraved on there. There's a little bit of crystallization you can see starting in the cap, but everything was real solid. It had a nib that was actually marked flexible. And I looked at it and I thought, well, if it wouldn't be for the name on the clip, I would just take it as is. So I asked if I could make an offer on it. And this is a first for me. Apparently, to make an offer, you have to fill out a card, what item it is, how much you want to pay for it, and then they'll call you back.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I mean,
I just want to buy it.
It wasn't like I was offering $10 on a $100 item. I was asking essentially $5 off. And so sure enough, they call me the next day and they say, yeah, we'll take your offer. And Lisa happened to be
running errands
in that area anyway, kind of. So she stopped and picked it up and I restored it. And boy, here it is right here. Great to see.
It's a pretty pen.
Nice pen. It's full size.
What's the name on it?
H.E. Dixon. I have your Doric.
It's restored. just curious.
Man, the nib is something else here. And let me make a mess on my desk. If you can see this on the screen.
That's some serious flex.
Yeah, it's some nice line variation. I wasn't even really trying really hard.
It's really smooth.
Yeah.
It's really a smooth writer. We have very different writing styles. In fact, it annoys Brian to no end when he's repaired a pen, either for a customer or for us, and he'll kind of walk from his office into my office and hand me a pen. Like, here, you got to try this. It's gotten to a point where I almost refuse. Like, are you sure? Because I write, I think I tilt the pen as I write. It's kind of weird. But it'll write perfectly for Brian and doesn't write well for me. This one, I didn't want to give back. Really, really a smooth writer.
Yeah, it's, I guess what really struck me about it, now I happen to have a 51 here, so I guess it's really a full-size pen there, if you can see the, a little bit bigger than a 51. I guess what really strikes me about it is it's so light. I've never actually owned a Doric before, so
I have one, right?
Well, you do, yeah, the red one. Yeah, it needs a clip. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But
yeah, you keep telling me it's going to be a
clip.
Who needs a clip?
And then I have a pencil. Actually, looking at the Doric made me go through some of my pens, and I found all sorts of pens I forgot that I'd had. Some need to go in the pen chest, some I need to ink up. So I have like two stacks of pens. But I have this pencil. Also, does it need a clip? What's that gold thing on there?
No, that's just a spot for engraving a name.
Well,
or initials.
Oh, it's missing something on the top.
Yeah, it's missing.
But anyway, I think that maybe you should give me the pen because it sort of matches my pencil.
Sort of matches, yeah. Okay, well.
No.
Right. Didn't pay much for it.
No, that's fine.
But it's flexible, so it's really like totally lost.
Oh,
on
yeah,
you.
It's wasted on me.
It's wasted on you. But
so I'll put my red Doric and my green Doric pencil in the pen chest, and I still have like 20 pens that I need to go through. It's crazy.
Should have seen this. She's like, she's got them laid out like by stack.
Excuse
like cordwood.
The noise for a minute. Let's see if I can bundle this up in one. All those. These are the ones I need to go through.
See, now, and you thought I had a problem.
You do have a problem. Because all the stuff on your desk is twice as big. This is all the stuff I have to put away. And it's, you know, it's not like I'm bragging. It's just, I swear these things just multiply. Look at that. That's just this huge bundle.
Oh, honey.
I know. Oh, well.
I've trained you well.
I think some of these are yours. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. I like the sound of that. Can I just go and pick whichever ones I want? How about that DuPont?
No. Well, two of these used to be yours. One of these used to be yours. Now it's mine. Remember, when we got married, what's yours is mine. What's mine is mine. See?
Yeah.
It's broken, so you can't use it anyway.
It's broken? What do you mean it's broken?
The Levenger's cracked.
What?
You knew that. That's why it leaks.
Where's it cracked?
In the section.
You broke my Levenger?
I didn't.
My Newton? You broke my Newton?
You can have the rollerball.
Oh, yeah. That's because I want that.
Come on. A Levenger rollerball's, well, moving on.
BFD. But I'm thinking about that.
Hey, I'm offering you a pen, and the public heard it. So let's.
I got better options under the tree, I think.
You don't know what's in those five boxes.
I know what you bought because one of them I gave to you to wrap up for me.
That's just weird.
Anyway.
Moving on. Moving on. Writing challenges. Don't forget, this week is Christmas for many collectors, and New Year's is next week. And a lot of people start New Year's resolutions and goals and planning and all of that. So maybe take advantage of maybe some of your Christmas or Hanukkah money. Buy yourself a new journal or maybe some ink. Or better yet, like I'm doing, take out this stash of pens you haven't used in a while, break out a journal or a sketchbook, and use them. I find, like with all these pens, I just have all these pens in a cup or in a special place near my desk, and they just sit there. So this year, I'm taking on a couple different writing challenges, and we'll be doing some writing-related blog posts. But, I mean, seriously, what's the point of having fountain pens if you don't use them? At least for me.
I can think of 100 different reasons, but.
You mean more like 1,000. They just sit there and look pretty. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've always kind of been an inconsistent journaler. So one of my goals for 2013 is to be better about that, to write more of the blog posts, to take some of the burden from Brian. I'm also teaching a creative writing class at the Performing Arts High School. So that should be a fun excuse to do some more writing. And secretly, I'm going to give each student in that class a fountain pen and help them learn to use it.
Cool.
Yeah, that should be fun. And then I bought a book on calligraphy, and I would love to take, one of my goals is to take a calligraphy class.
Cool.
I think Deb Basil was talking about maybe doing one for vendors at a show.
Was that Baltimore, maybe?
One of the shows she attends, but I know she's always had a lot of requests. The vendors cannot attend her calligraphy class, which is amazing. So she's thinking about doing one like in the evening so that those of us who have tables can actually go. I would love to do that.
Well, she's going to be in Philly, so maybe we need to square that idea up with her.
And hit her up hard, yep.
And probably not in L.A., but Baltimore, nope. I think, would be
a
great place to do it, actually, especially since we're going to be at that hotel this year.
So all the vendors sitting there in a classroom setting, I think that would be fun.
I also will be doing a writing challenge this year, and I'm probably going to start February 1st, although I'm thinking maybe April. We only have one show, right?
Atlanta.
Is Atlanta. Okay, that might not be a good month either. May. May is only one show. Chicago.
May's two.
Okay, so maybe I'm going to do this.
February.
February is not, we're going to be gone a whole week in February.
You can write in the car.
The LA show. I'm not going to say what the challenge is just yet.
You can't do that in the car.
I can't do it in the car, no. But I'm going to encourage everyone to accompany me in this challenge. I won't break the surprise yet. I just got to kind of work out some of the logistics about it first. It's not going to be your ordinary challenge. I don't know.
No,
I
mean,
I'm sure other people have done it before, but we're going to – you can do this along with me. I have also taken a fondness to some journals, I don't know, maybe it's because some of the ones that we've been getting in are just kind of neat, I think I'm going to start maybe getting to use them. In fact, I've got one of them here. This one here has got a big A on it, so I'm using that.
For awesome,
yeah, I'm using that, and we'll see how that works, but... So that's writing for today, I guess.
Yeah.
And speaking of writing, what better tool to use than the Edison Anderson Limited Edition?
I'm just pen? Drooling.
Yeah. Still getting some good response on this, on the limited edition bulb filler. We've got about two more weeks left. So if you're kind of sitting on the fence or you're wondering about it, don't delay too much longer. That Ocean Flake is stunning and has been the hot one of the two. The Ebonite's beautiful as well. We sent our two pens to the South for a little bit of week of R&R, but they're actually...
Well, not R&R. It was testing.
Well,
and exposure,
yeah, testing and exposure. But we're expecting them back any day now. But the tracking on the package stopped like what, 2 days ago?
No, it stopped on the 19th, and so I have no idea where it is. But I keep waiting, and I make sure because it's being returned to a signature required, so I have to make sure that somebody's here. And I just want them back. I just want my babies back.
I think it's probably just been slowed up by the holiday traffic. This year has been
a little slower
than normal. I don't remember this many problems last year.
Well, not so much problems, just delays. I'm sure that the big blizzard of 2012,
at least
the Midwest blizzard, what do they call it? Blizzard Brianna?
Something, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were all snowed in, and I'm sure that it's delayed the mail. In fact, I was reading complaints on Facebook about, is it UPS or USPS no longer guaranteed certain day delivery? I don't know.
Interesting.
But they could be back. They could be here on Monday.
I hope so.
Sit here and wait by the door.
start scribbling with that puppy.
I know. I want him back.
But so, we got about 2 weeks left. January 7th is the last day. If you get some Christmas money or something, be an excellent use of those funds.
Well, it's also really cool that it's a bulb filler.
Yeah.
I confess when we first started talking about it, I was a little confused, I guess, by the bulb filler concept. I mean, you just squeeze the sack. It's kind of weird, but it's actually really easy and kind of fun. And my God, it holds a ton of ink.
Yeah. Two and a half milliliters.
Worse than, besides a poorly writing pen, is a pen that runs out of ink all the time. This does neither. It's an amazing writer, nibs great, and it holds a ton of ink.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a writer or journaler or something, you don't have to worry about
taking notes all day. It'll just write forever.
Yep.
So
what else is new this week?
New and exciting. We got some new Noodler's V-Mail inks. They came in this week. I just want to be an ink namer, or like a person who like names nail polish or ink or something, because they have funky, funky names.
Paint colors.
Operation Overlord Orange. Like, really? I so want to name that stuff. Really cool, pretty colors. I'll be getting the swatches up this afternoon, or at least doing the swatches and trying to scan them. A couple more Noodler's pens came in as well. Brian really, really likes, I think it's the Tahitian Tortoise, Conrad, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a cool color. I like it. Yeah. It's green and
green and blue?
Green and blue and a little bit of bronze in there maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just really, it you feel like you're on an island somewhere.
The island of Tahiti?
Yeah.
You know, the capital of Tahiti is called Papeete.
Get out.
Swear to God.
It's not.
It is. Look it up. It is. I learned that, don't ask me when, a couple of years ago.
There you have it, folks. Anderson Pence podcast, lesson. You get a geography lesson.
I think that's how you pronounce it. But yeah, I looked it up years ago. Because I just wanted to run away or something.
Papeete, Tahiti?
Papeete, Tahiti. I didn't name it.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
All right. No offense taken to
Tahitians anywhere.
People who are from Papeete.
The pen is gorgeous. I like the California, too. They're all
Cool. The three new ones, Hawaii and the California and the Tahitian Tortoise, they're
funky, swirly things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit transparent too. You can see the mechanism on the inside, which is cool. What else do we get? We got some new stuff from Girbon and Execlair. New 100-milliliter bottles.
Those are cool.
Of some of the Girbon inks, which are kind of neat. It's kind of a funky plastic bottle, but if you like my favorite color, Eclat de Saphir, in a 100-milliliter bottle, that's awesome. And definitely a better bottle for filling than that little 30 milliliter D bottle that they have. We got six different colors. We got some new inexpensive Clairefontaine notebooks. I was actually surprised at how inexpensive they were. In fact, I had to look it up twice. Say, well, is that my cost? $9 for a two pack, and they're 96 pages each. I mean, it's pretty good deal. Yeah. Cool colors, green, red, black, and tan.
Isn't that a beer?
It is.
Black and tan.
Yeah, yeah. Some original designs are coming up later this week as well. So,
yep. I just ordered a really cool new machine for the paper room to do a totally brand new design. So I'm pretty excited about getting that in. We got shipping notification. It's actually coming in quicker. More quickly than I thought. So I'm going to start playing with that puppy and hopefully getting some stuff up late this week.
Yeah, well, it's actually not even a new design as much as a new, entirely new product.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
a totally new line of stuff. So
I don't know who thought of it first, but it was just a good idea.
Yeah, well, we're going to be able to do a couple different things that I've had requests for over the years, but have just never been able to do. So it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be well received.
Yeah. So Let's see. I've been playing with, let me grab this, my Pilot Plummix this week.
Can you find it there on your desk with all those pens that you have?
Hey, this is that funky one we showed you last week. I love that the cap has like wings so that when you put it, it posts really well, actually. You wouldn't think it, but this way it doesn't roll off your desk because otherwise it looks a lot like just a desk pen.
Yeah, it looks like an Esterbrook. Actually, I'll interrupt here for a second. It reminds me of an Esterbrook Dipless. And believe it or not, it fits in a 444 round Dipless base.
Because he took my pen and tried it.
I did get it back. He did return it. But yeah, it fits in the base, which is kind of cool.
It's a great little writer. I've been very pleased. It's really making me crave the getting out the calligraphy book, which I think I'm going to do this afternoon. Great writer, really smooth, great ink flow. So it's been fun. And it actually makes my scrawly handwriting look legible.
And it's got a 1mm italic nib in it. And the nice thing about it is, the nice thing is you can take that out and it's interchangeable. I believe it's the same nib and feed size as the Prera and the Metropolitan. So we should be able to, it easily comes out and just pop it right in the Prera. I think it would be fantastic. 1mm italic in the Prera would be, that's what I'm looking for.
All right, you play with your Prera, leave mine alone. I like my nib. Love the Prera. Great, awesome nib.
Because the Prera doesn't come with it's fine or medium. That's your choice. So,
and I'm good with that.
Okay.
Super smooth, writes every time. Don't mess with my Prera.
Okay.
You'll lose a hand. Play with your own.
That's why I have.
But the Plummix is cool. Nib's really great.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you lost yours.
I didn't lose it. It just hasn't been found yet. There's a difference, right?
Yes.
I don't know where it went, but I have the cartridge for it.
Oh, that's helpful. let's see what else is new. We will be taking on a completely new line of inks. Hopefully.
Soon?
Probably get it shipped out late this week. We'll get it in sometime next week, maybe. And definitely adding to some of our existing lines of ink in the next couple weeks. I don't think that the Oroshizuku ink, I'll have to get an update, but I don't think that was going to ship out until mid-January.
Yeah, I think it's been pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, but a couple other, we'll be getting in some more Diamine, some more Noodlers. What else are we getting in? Scribal, once that's available. So.
I have a request from our listeners, any of those that you have purchased something from the website. At the bottom of each product listing, there is a link to write a review. If you've purchased something from us, I guess my request is if you would be so kind as to go log in. You have to log in to use this feature. But then you can click on the link at the bottom of the product listing, and then you can select a 1 to 5 star rating, write a few words or sentences on what you don't like about the product. We'd sure appreciate your feedback on the quality and performance of the products that we sell. It's on the product only, so it'll help other customers to make informed decisions on those items, as well as us, so we can see if, do we to help us determine what we want to carry or if, we want to expand our offerings. Yeah. Any product that you own that we carry can be reviewed. So if you bought your Twisby 540 before we had them, or you have a Schaefer Prelude, you needn't have purchased it from us to write a review on the product. So if you'd be so kind as to do that, we'd really appreciate it.
Another kind of fun thing that we've just started is a blog roll, which is different than an egg roll.
It's a funny name.
It's a funny word.
Now I'm hungry. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a list of blogs that we follow. Most of them are pen related. Some are just kind of fun. If you would like your blog to be included, just shoot us an email and we'd be happy to add you.
Yeah, we're gonna. We have a quite a long list. I just haven't got. We do. Yeah, I actually have. You sent me a list.
I did.
And then I've been kind of jumping from site to site and gathering some links. So there's some good stuff there. Good content. Interesting things. Everything from paper to journaling, pens. Even some that are. You know, non-fountain pens, yep. Which some interesting stuff. So, good resources, a lot of pen reviews and such.
I think it's been interesting to go back through and see the blogs that each of us reads and then kind of compare notes and see that there are some that I read Brian's never heard of and vice versa, and some that we both read. And it's funny, we'll meet up and, you know, while dinner's cooking or something, one of us will mention, hey, did you see that article today on, and then the other one will finish the sentence. So
yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Well, it's cool too, because we meet up a lot of people at the shows and they think, well, I have a blog and it's, you know,
XYZ. And it's like, oh my God, I know you.
Yeah.
So, I read your stuff.
Or even better yet, we haven't heard of it. So, hey, let's check it out. So
exactly.
But,
exactly.
That's on the blog. It's actually over in the right hand margin, about half the way down the page. But that'll be expanding pretty soon. So there's about four or five, I think, up there.
Oh, yeah. There'll be way more.
Oh, yeah. I have like 30 on the list.
So. I sent you a boatload as well. Yeah. So
anyway.
Give us time. We'll get it up there.
Anything else you want to talk about this week? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and all that stuff.
No, I think just we should unwrap presents today.
I'm going to hold out for another 26 hours.
6 o'clock tomorrow?
Something like that.
How about 25 hours? 5 o'clock.
But I'm going to be in the car at 5 o'clock.
Well, I'll call you and tell you how much I like my gift. all right, fine, all right. Whatever.
Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
That blog is AndersonPens.net/blog.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.